It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
The Lawrence Public Library is a library which has a lot of things for a lot of folks. It's the Lawrence Public Library, not Lawrenceville Library, and it's open to all people in Lawrence County. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the program here librarian, head librarian, Diane Brumley. Diane, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm right. It's a public library for everybody in Lawrence County, isn't it?
That's correct. The Lawrence Public Library is open to everyone who lives here in the county.
How do you, does a person get a library card or avail themselves of the library services?
Yeah, it's really easy to get a library card. You must be 18 years old or older, provide a driver's license or a photo ID, and then especially a piece of mail is good to have that shows that you live here in the county. And then there's no charge at all for a library card. If for a child, the parent or the legal guardian must accompany the child, and he or she must be 5 years of age and able to sign their name, and then you can get a free library card. And with that library card, you can get a lot of services, not just books, and not just for our library. The Lawrence Public Library is a member of the Illinois Heartland System, and that means that you can take your library card and go to any of our libraries in that system and check out books.
How good is a library card for once you have one?
Well, it's really good forever. We do update cards every 3 years. We're on a three-year cycle, and we just ask people to confirm their current address and telephone. And so they really, you know, unless you move out of the county, they're good.
Now, a library offers more than just books and magazines, don't they?
Oh, yes. I think the library has really evolved. I've been with the library for 10 years, and I've seen such a huge change, all for the good. We became automated in 2009, and that meant that everything's barcoded. It makes keeping track of books so much easier. You can order books online using our website, so you have an online catalog, and patrons can order items, not just books, but DVDs, audio. You also have access to digital magazines and ebooks with your library card, and all that is for free.
Now, the internet has become very important with regard to the library. As you mentioned, you can order things and also do research in the library too, can't you?
Oh, yes. That's one of the main, things that people come to the library for, and we are very happy to assist people using the internet. We have public access computers there. And again, we just ask for ID, and you sign a computer agreement. You can use our computers, and there are databases that people have access to. And it's really, again, all of our services are free. You know, to print things from the computer, we ask, you know, small fee, 10 cents a page, and that's not gone up at all for several years. And so we fax. A lot of people still need to fax. And that's for a dollar to fax and 25 cents a page. And there aren't too many places that do that. We can also scan, limited scanning services, but we can do that too.
A library located on 12th Street in downtown Lawrenceville. What's the exact address there?
It is 814 12th Street, and we're right across from the Presbyterian Church. So if you see that spire, you know that you're right across from the library.
And it's been there. That library's been there for a long time, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. 1959. That's when the present building was built, and we've had some modifications, and I think it's looking very nice. And we just really encourage people to come and visit. Even if you don't want to get a library card right now, please just come and visit and read and see what we have to offer.
Not only is a library a place for research, reading, and things like that, but you also have a lot of programs for young and old alike, don't you?
We do. We really pride ourselves in our summer reading program that was started 20 plus years ago for our children. And it is targeting pre-K children to 12 years of age. It's June and July, and every Thursday, usually at 2 o'clock, that's our standard day. We have a professional performer that comes to the library, and puts on a good show for the kids, always encouraging them to read. We do have reading incentives. The kids are asked to read 15 minutes a day, keep track on a log. They get prizes. We have door prizes. And then at the end of that, if you've kept track and read your reading goals, you have the chance to win Holiday World tickets. So we have a drawing for the kids that have met their reading goals. And at the end of the program, we have a party. So it's a lot of fun.
And I mentioned not only do you have things for youth, but you also have adult-oriented programs, don't you?
We sure do. Throughout the year, we have author visits. Last fall, we had Lee Martin, who's from this area, and we also had a musician. It was called Illinois Heartland. And we also will be having an author visit in June later on with the Historical Society. That's in the works. And we have a monthly book club. They meet every the first Thursday of every month at 5:30. You're welcome to come to that. It doesn't cost anything. We order the book club books online, so there's no cost there either. So it's a little bit, you know, something for everyone. And even if you aren't someone that wants to attend these, special events like that, it's still a good place to just come and have some quiet time. You can read newspapers, magazines, grab a book, and just have some quiet, which is a good thing nowadays.
Now, the organization Friends of the Library, how is that affiliated with the library?
The Friends of the Library, they actually are their volunteer organization, and they have a book sale every fall during the fall festival. And they are the ones that started the summer reading program, and they pay for the bulk of it, the performers. That is a large amount of money, and the Friends of the Library, they pay for that. And throughout the year, if there's, you know, there's special needs, we ask the Friends if they would consider purchasing those things for the library, such as the Wall Street Journal. Most recently, they helped us purchase these window treatments for the library, and those were really important. The library had a remodeling project, and new windows were put in. They're beautiful. They let in a lot of light. But if you're trying to work, that's almost too much light. So they put in some really nice shades for us. So anything, if there's a special event going on, they'll partner with us and help us purchase those things.
And you're always trying to improve the library with regard to the interior and exterior, aren't you?
That's right. I mean, we want to maintain the library, just the physical building, and we want to keep on top of that. And I think it's really looking nice. And, you know, we just encourage people to come in and check us out.
Well, you were recently in the news with regard to a bequest was made to you from the family of the Poppy family, a recent person who died here in Lawrence County. I apparently felt good enough about the library to leave some of his money to you.
Yes, we are very just very grateful to Mr. Poppy that he remembered the library. And it was totally unexpected. It was a surprise to everyone. So we really appreciate his gift. It was extremely generous.
Over $100,000, I think.
It was $109,000 about. So
has any decisions been made with regard to what to do with that now?
No. That just happened towards the end of February, and the board was. That was reported to the board the last meeting, and so I'm sure that that's something that they'll have to consider seriously in the next few months.
What would you like to see done?
Well, I know one thing that I would like to see that I haven't discussed with the board is the fact that we have a microfilm collection, and there's a possibility we probably ought to look into digitizing that microfilm because it's not going to last forever. And the equipment that's required to look at microfilm, which is the Daily Record, Lawrence County News going years back, it becomes brittle. And I would like to see that digitized.
Well, what other sort of services does the library offer that we haven't talked about?
Well, gosh, just... The library, I mean, when you think about it, you know, you think of books, you think of checking items out, but it really is more of, it has become a community hub. I mean, people come to the library looking for something. If they're looking for information, you know, about services, maybe they need tax forms, or if they're looking for employment, they can come to the library. They can use one of the public computers and apply for jobs online. If they need to file for unemployment, they can go online and do that. And we assist people as much as we can. Sometimes we even get people who need shelter and they don't know where to go. And we try to make those connections with people in the community to help them. So there is never a dull moment at the library. Every day is different. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy working there, because we feel like we are serving the public in a very direct way. And we're helping the children just enjoy reading and, you know, enjoy learning. And I think all of us, the adults that come to the library, it's lifelong learning. That's what it's about. And we want to encourage people to keep reading and just keep informed.
You recently became the head librarian. How has that been working out? And has it been an eye-opening experience for you?
Oh, it's really been a joy. I mean, it's a lot different than what I've been doing. I've been with the library for 10 years. I started just as a part-time person, and then that became the youth and program director. So I was doing a lot of the programming and the summer reading program, and I enjoyed doing that. Being the director of the library is very humbling because you're doing a lot of different things. I mean, you're constantly juggling administrative duties, just, you know, helping people check out books sometimes, arranging for programs, contracts, and everything like that, the financial reports. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but it's great. I mean, as I said, there's never a dull moment at the library, and I enjoy serving the public, and I think what we do is really important. I feel like we're making a difference here.
And you mentioned you do have a staff, don't you?
We do. We have a staff of 6 and 5 assistants and a custodian, and they work very hard, very dedicated people. And that's why when people come to the library, if you're looking for something, if it's a book or services or community contact, don't hesitate. Please come to the front desk. That's where it all happens, and we are there to help you.
And the library is governed by a board of trustees, which are local people who are elected to that position.
That's correct. There's an election coming up April the 2nd. 3 of our trustees will be voted on, and so I encourage people to exercise their right to vote. And the trustees work very hard, very conscientious people, and it's all volunteer. And I appreciate everything that they do, because it's... without them, you know, we just really couldn't bring the services that we do, and I appreciate them.
Well, Diane, thanks for stopping by and talking about the services the library offered. I think that a library is something that is vital to a community. It offers cultural help, and it's a big part of educating the public with regard to what they can do and helping them along. And thanks for being with us, and much success with the library. And again, it's the Lawrence Public Library. And again, when is it open?
We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 5, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and then Saturdays, 10 to 3.
All right. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Steve.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.